Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today, we're excited to have Paige Hernandez, and she serves as the Director of Alumni Relations at Houston Baptist University. She's an alumnus of HBU, class of 2005. We could probably hear a lot about that. And her background includes 7 years in higher ed and a real contagious spirit and excitement and creativity for HBU. Welcome, Paige. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us, first, how you came to HBU, your background, who you are, and all the good things.
Well, I came to HBU as a student, which it kind of was by a fluke. I had a friend who was coming to HBU, and we both were at U of H, and we wanted to transition to a school where we could be in a smaller class setting. And so we both went through the admissions process, and my dad and I came up to campus, and we came to the Alumni Center, which was the Hinton House back then, where admissions was housed, and ultimately just fell in love with the campus. And so from that point on, we took a tour, and HBU was on the quarter system. So I joined back in, I think it was in March. So kind of had an extended spring break or holiday break from Christmas, and went to school here. I completed my degree in about 3 years because I transferred in, and then took a month off after I graduated from college and started working in admissions, so enrollment management, and did that for almost 5 years.
Wow.
And so got to see Dr. Sloan come on campus and be under his leadership for a little while, and ultimately knew I always wanted to be back at HBU.
Wow, that's an amazing statement. Would you have ever thought when you were making that switch from U of H to HBU that you'd end up on staff several years later?
No, I didn't. So I think, when you are a college graduate, you don't really know what's next.
Right.
You kind of have a vision and you hope for what is next. But I was a communications business management major. And so I just thought I could do anything, to be honest with you. And so whatever job came my way, I had internships that I did through the College of Business. And so then I was approached, we have an admissions opening. And I was like, what is that? And so talked to Ed Borges about that. And we kind of hit the ground. And it was an interest to me. I'm a people person. And what more could you get to do but share the love of your institution when you're a fresh graduate out of college?
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a cool job to have. And so it was, turned out, traveled all over Texas, recruiting students to come to Houston and to come to HBU. And I learned a lot of small towns that I never knew existed.
Well, so, there's a lot of them in Texas, right?
Yes.
I think at last count, I read there are over 1,000 towns in Texas. Some crazy number.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. So, yeah, I went from Texarkana all the way down to Port Neches. So I did that East Texas run. And then I also did the little small towns like Midlothian, all that outside of Dallas. And then some, Pflugerville, all the smaller ones outside of Austin as well. So I feel like I've been to a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
And when people say, you won't know, it's a small town, you won't know. And I'm like, I've probably been there.
Well, give us an idea. Alumni relations, I know you've got a big agenda that you guys are working on. So tell us about alumni relations, what's going on, what you're dreaming about doing, and all the other things I might have missed.
Yeah, well, I mean, alumni relations is a widespread net. We want, our main goal is to connect our Huskies with the Alumni Association. So once they complete that senior year, once they complete that degree, whatever that looks like, bring them back onto campus. Come connect, come serve. And so we're gradually doing that through alumni networking luncheons. Pre-COVID, obviously, we got to do a lot of things, but meeting and networking with people in your like profession, having virtual events. We've had lots of virtual events lately, from bingo night to fringe trivia night to how to find a job. What does my resume need to look like? To mental health. And I think all of those, it's a, you know, that some may not interest you, but some may. And I think that as an association and as an office here, we represent HBU, but then we give you that place to kind of call home. I know many of us called HBU home for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. And so how can you come back and be a part of that? It's not just $1 million donation or even just $100 donation. It's about connecting and serving. And there are lots of ways to serve this institution through not just a financial, you know, donation, which is what I think mentality we do think sometimes.
Sure.
And so I've really enjoyed being able to connect with people and share my love for HBU as well as their love for HBU, and then kind of weave that back into, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to serve on a board? Do you want to, the alumni board has the Husky Hustle. And so that money raises money for scholarship, that race. And so what we do with that is we can award scholarships. And so what better way than to help another future Husky?
Well, you know, Paige, I've done about 120 or 30 podcasts at HBU, so I've met a fair share of not just faculty, but a lot of students. And, you know, I've often thought if every one of our team members could hear the stories that I get to hear of how transformational HBU has been in their life, I mean, the unique kind of statements. I've heard it once, I've heard it many times. This was a family to me. My teacher cared about me. I wasn't a number in a school. I mean, you know, and these are unrehearsed impromptu comments. I mean, and yet they have been in the majority. That's got to mean something. When you look at the alumni base of a school like this, as opposed to a school that, you know, and, you know, is a whole different experience. I mean, what do you think the takeaway is of HBU and the dynamic as it relates to alumni? 21,000 alumni at HBU now. That's pretty remarkable.
Yes. Well, I think you hit it on. I mean, everyone does refer to HBU as their family. And I think that if you experience the culture here, it's just, you know, it's ingrained in you. And I think what's unique about HBU and why we feel that way is this close knit. It could be class size. It could be the way that you are treated in an office, how someone takes you under their wing and fosters you through maybe a process or a problem that you're having. And you then can relate to that person. They may share a personal experience with you, or they may have something in common with you. And so that's kind of, okay, that's a mentor. That's someone you can go back to. And I know for me, even as a student, that was huge for me because my parents didn't go to college.
Yeah.
And so to come and not fail, but, you know, not get to where I wanted to be, and then have to go to an advisor and say, hey, I need help. And then that advisor takes you under their wing. I think that says a lot about HBU, because there aren't many institutions where you can just go sit in a professor's office.
Right.
And then that professor becomes family. I mean, you invite them to your graduation or your graduation party, or, you know, if you have a death in the family, you can go approach them and you can say, look, this is what's going on, and they work with you. And I think for alumni, it's so special because we have these small knit little pockets, whether you're in an organization or you're a part of an honor society or something like that. And that's your, also your cohort, your family.
Right.
And it's so neat to see these people that are all still in contact with this bubble, I say, of their friends. Because I know my closest friends are all my friends from here. There's five of us and we see each other regularly and we are able to invest now in their children and keep up. But it all was, started at HBU.
Yeah, and the very word family has a lot of tenderness to it. It's a word I think that could be defined many, many, many different ways, and the richness of it. There's that spiritual bond here at HBU too that's very different than a state school. It's different than the typical secular university in that these teachers are motivated, the faculty, the staff, because they have a driving love for Jesus Christ and they have the love of God in their heart. And that makes a difference too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I think it's reassuring to know you could approach someone and ask for prayer, or you have like-minded people sitting next to you in a meeting, especially as an employee, and that we care so much about each other. Whether it's a small illness to a major life change, and then to know that Christ is the center of that, and that the prayers are definitely being given, and you're not scared to be who you are. And it's a blessing, right? Because we are able to then share and be real. And we all need community, especially now more than ever. Yeah. And community, I think to me, community is family. And so being gone from campus for, months on end was hard because we don't have that. But then we did have prayer and we did have, okay, where are you at? Those checkpoints of tell me what's going on with you, and to let it mean something and to ultimately really do invest in your students that you miss, your incoming students and families. You reach out to them too. And for me to connect with those alumni families and say, hey, we're thinking about you. We miss seeing you. What can I be praying for? What can I, where are you at? And I think that those little drops of little blessings are huge, and really do help change people's days around.
I totally agree. Now remind us, okay, so I'm alumni, or maybe I attended HBU, and I think you bring up a very valuable point. If there's anything that we learn from Gen Z, this demographic, 90 million strong coming on the scene, they're techno wizards. These kids spend 5 hours a day on their devices, but they're at epic proportions of mental health, suicidal ideation, depression. What does that mean? It means that we have to have relationship.
Yes.
Digital will only take us so far. And and that's where I got to believe alumni does come in, because even when you hit success and you hit financial goals, you kind of turn around and say, who are my friends? Who can I really get real with that will be there kind of in and out? And that's alumni too. So remind us just of what alumni offers in its various tiers or outreaches, and how we can connect, how someone can listen and tell someone to make sure they become a thriving part of HBU alumni.
Yeah, well, we have multiple platforms. So we have a group of individuals that come back and serve on campus through our advisory board. And so through that board, they foster, the love of HBU, but reaching out and giving scholarships to other students. And so they raise money for the institution to award those scholarships. But then they also we do put on those alumni events. And so it's board driven, but those are all events for alumni participate in. So those can be from networking events to luncheon events to we have events here on campus, such as the Spirit of Excellence. We have homecoming. We have sporting events. And then, you know, we will have focus groups or focused things that if maybe that piques your interest, okay, well, how can I get you involved? Just being that liaison between maybe career and calling. So if you have an HR background and you're wanting to come to a job fair, well, I can get you in the right person. Or you just started your own business and you're looking to recruit someone. Oh, we have tools for that. Let me get you to the right person. We've had different alumni just reach out to us and ask to speak on campus or be a part of panels. And so I think that's huge because it's a way to give back, serve your institution, and then also share your excitement and love for HBU.
Sounds really great. Now tell us, what are the platforms that they connect on? I know you have a Facebook. And how do they connect?
We have a Facebook. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we do have a LinkedIn account. I think LinkedIn's a little, more Twitter and LinkedIn are more business driven or different things. And then we also have our own website, through the hbu.edu website. We do try to keep all our events up to date on there. And so lots of ways to connect. And then of course, just social media tags and everything.
And the giving back is a big deal. I look in my own life of people who kind of helped me along my journey, and my wife and I, there's not a year that goes by that we don't sit down and say, how can we help? How can we do more? And I think that's probably in the heart of most people that have realize that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from God. And so we do want to encourage people, give back,
Absolutely.
And it's not equal giving, it's equal sacrifice. This is a challenging year. We're going to get through it. HBU's full blast this fall, regardless.
Yes. Of it,
So there, and the resilient spirit of HBU has certainly shined through this whole thing. And all of our team members, which has been an inspiration.
Yes.
And you're a part of that. And how many Zooms have we been on together? Are probably countless. And like so many of our others. But,
yes.
So we're going to get through the challenges, and there's life on the other side. You might just speak for a minute about how that, HBU is still full throttle regardless.
Yeah. And you spoke to that. Giving back is huge. We're not just asking for you to think of this, crazy donation of this high figure. Any dollar amount helps support HBU as an institution. And so it gives back to our students. And so that is on ground. And we are in full throttle, like you said, for the fall. And it's so neat to look out this window and see the parking lot's almost full. I see people walking around. But as we all have probably as an alum encountered, everyone receives some form of financial aid. We all have financial needs. And so what happens is that we have to pay it forward in essence. And so what that looks like is a little different. It could be $10, it could be $20.
Right.
But no one's asking for you to give us $1 million. And I think sometimes generationally, we think, I can't give that $500 right now. I just don't have it. I was laid off. My family, we went through this. But you know what? $20 goes a long way. It helps a student make a difference in their account somehow for some reason. And so that's a huge thing. It's a huge push. I don't think that we as alums, and I'm guilty of it when I got here, we don't think of, a donation. We don't look at the big picture. We're just like, they want my money. But this institutional-wide resource and helping make HBU the place that it is for all the students to come. And all the students that come, before us, they've been giving back. And so now it's my turn to invest in the future of HBU and to invest in those students that are either here or God is prepping them to come to HBU.
Totally agree. Paige, you are a gift to HBU, and we're so grateful for your time today.
Thank you.
Everything that you're doing through HBU alumni, it's such an important part. I mean, when I look today at the evening news, I used to love to watch the news, and now I can't hardly stand about 10 minutes of it because it seems that they want to focus on the negative, and we obscure the positive. And the positive is that there's HBU, there's alumni, there's a Paige Hernandez that on a day-by-day basis is making a difference in the lives of students, alumni, one at a time. That's the good news. We need to hear, and you're part of the good news today. So thank you so much. And so direct people how they can connect again to you and to HBU alumni.
Yeah. Well, the best way to connect to any of us is to go to hbu.edu and then /alumni. On our page, we have channels to all social media, my email, our general email, and then also all of our events. And so we look forward to connecting with more and more people as the year goes on.
Paige, thank you so much. And
thank you so much.
We're going to keep on telling the story, okay?
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.